All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Leroy, can we get a weather update, please? Brought to us by Tornado Roofing and Contracting. Have a leaky roof? Take action now. Get your free estimate. Call 954-968-8155.
Looking outside, it's mostly sunny by me. Clouds are moving still out of the west at about 5 miles an hour tops, and it's about 87 degrees.
Soupy. According to reporters there, Francis Maui Noah had to leave practice because of a heat issue, which I found surprising because I would have figured you would have been used to it playing down here, but I guess it's that kind of hot.
Yeah.
Oof. Man.
This is a different kind of hot. And they also they put the indoor facility in at UM, so they started practicing a lot in there.
Well, practice has wrapped up. Brian Burns, according to reporters, Yanni Caracas from WPBF, he called the Giants' performance against the Dolphins today dominant. Very froggy.
I mean, that's fine. Like, I'm not saying that I'm not reading into it, but what did you expect? Right? A very young team against, you know.
The Giants are a young team too.
Yeah, but all their strength is up front.
Yeah, a lot of pass rushers. A lot of pass rushers.
So one of the things I like is you practice against tougher competition, right? So having a practice like this is great, having it 3 weeks before the regular season, simply because, you know, you had some confidence in the last preseason game, and now you see that, okay, that was third string or second string, whatever. Yeah. These are what starters look like, so you need to pick it up.
You know, maybe play a preseason game. How many reps? Did you get boots on the ground? OJ count the reps?
So he did.
Okay.
And here's the problem. And I made this argument beforehand, so I'm going to make it now. He said, and he only sent me this guy. He said Malik Willis had 33 snaps. But if you're in 9-on-7, you're handing it off every time. And 11-on-11, you're handing it off half the time. So are we counting that as, is that equivalent to a game? You see what I'm saying?
I think Jeff Hafley is counting that as a game rep.
Yeah, but it's still not 40. He's never played the position for a season.
Did he count one-on-ones, or it was just team?
Just team. I told him we're only counting team.
All right.
And he didn't do, I was saying, offensive linemen, you know, running backs, D linemen, those are the guys that it matters. Cause
I get you.
You know, you're still getting that pressure on you. But to count a quarterback's reps, are we being serious with this?
He is being serious.
If the argument you're making is the starting quarterback got 33 reps when half of those is handoffs, okay, no, I ain't buying it.
The headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. In Miami, the Domino's game, you'll always find your abuelito. And whenever you want a low price, you save with your pricito. Save now with your pricito at Doral Kia. Marlins got swept. Boo. Phillies gave it to them yesterday. But an announcement, Leroy. I saw this pop across social media. Somebody has called it a career, beloved to our show.
Who?
And that is John Birdie.
Birdie!
Birdie! John Birdie has officially retired from baseball. He has posted on social media. I've been on a social media hiatus the last year, so I'll probably dip out again, but I just want to give an update. After thought and consideration, I decided to retire from professional baseball. Been a hell of a journey full of ups and downs. I'm grateful for all the opportunities, the lessons that baseball has given me over the last 15 plus years. I want to thank the Toronto Blue Jays, Cleveland Guardians, Miami Marlins, New York Yankees, and Chicago Cubs for giving me a chance to play the game I professionally love. It is an honor to represent all these MLB organizations. Thank you to the Canberra Cavalry for the amazing time playing in Australia. Thank you for Team Italy for allowing me to play and represent you in the World Baseball Classic. To my coaches, teammates, and staff, I was very blessed. To all those who helped me in my career, thank you to all those fans who supported me throughout my journey. Hey, well, he's thanking us. And last but not least, thank you to my family, friends who all joined me for the ride, for the love and support. Amazing wife, parents, brothers. I couldn't have had all the success without you in my corner. Not bad for an undersized kid from Michigan. I'm excited for what's to come. Until next time, John.
Birdie out.
Birdie's out, dude.
Oh, put on your vest. Jennifer heard that. Birdie, not Birdie. Birdie.
Yeah, Birdie.
I know who it is.
Hey, Birdie!
Hey, you ready for the update?
Yep.
So he said Malik got 33 snaps, and I said, how about the starting five?
Mm-hmm.
He goes, yes, they all did, which means now I got to backtrack a little bit.
Okay.
Because if you getting 33 reps in practice, right, which is not like that's kind of unheard of. I'm trying to figure out the format. 33 reps. That is a lot of reps.
Calling Jeff Hafley a liar.
Say it again.
You like to recant on calling Jeff Hafley a liar.
Yeah, because if what OJ's telling me is true, that is a lot of reps for 2 days before a game.
Dade South says, maybe practices have changed since you've played.
To some extent, but they're still only the same amount of time. But here's what he said. They didn't do 907. Now you're 907 is basically only inside drill where you have your offense, defensive linemen, linebackers,
mm-hmm.
and you have running backs, offensive line, tight end. And they just do like 10, 15 running plays.
I'm a football head, dude. You don't have to tell me what 907 is.
Yeah. So from that standpoint, no, it's not that practices have changed. Hafley said he doesn't like 907. He likes 11 on 11.
He said he doesn't like 7 on 7.
7 on 7. So, no, he says he likes 11 on 11. So, 9 on 7 is just the inside version of 7 on 7. So, all right, if they got 33 reps, then I take it back.
Man.
You know what I mean? That is a lot of reps for a practice.
Boxed in.
Yeah. I'm not boxed in. I would just, like, my argument was based on I didn't think they would get that many reps.
I still think that's boxed in, dude. I don't know what to tell you. Like, just because your argument was based on something that's boxed in is boxed in.
You've been boxed in!
You couldn't wait, Humber.
What?
Could
just doing my job.
Wait.
Buddy, I'm just doing my job.
No,
yeah, she's goodness. Just doing her job. Don't
I'm
yell
just
at her.
Doing my job.
She's pressing the button after he said boxed in. I mean,
just doing my job.
Yeah.
Oh, do you always press the button when somebody says boxed in?
Yes, I do. Yeah, actually, he does it to all of us all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not there, so she has to.
Right,
so I have to do my job.
Right.
Crazy, man. Nothing
How
of the sort.
Change.
I only box in when it is earned and deserved.
Really?
You know that's not
you,
true.
You use box in as your get out of jail free card.
Oh, that's ridiculous, dude.
You put box in on somebody else so you don't have to deal with what you did.
Classic. All right. Okay. So you're telling me.
Also, what about this one? So you agree with me? Just out of the blue.
Okay. So you're telling me that I just use the boxed in willy nilly. I don't respect the boxed in.
You don't respect it.
Okay. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. I'm upset. Take a break.
Please.
More to come here on the show. Speaking of boxed in, are the Heat boxed in on options? We'll tell you about that next. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, 104.3 WQAM on YouTube. Miami, 104.3 WQAM on Twitch. Zachary, he asks, how did Malik Willis do in practice? I don't think the Dolphins offense did that great today, dude.
Somebody said that Dart didn't have a good day either.
Did he not?
That's what I that's just good. Saw.
Well, that's great news.
Right.
That's great news. Yeah, most of the stuff I've been seeing is on the Dolphins offense. I haven't seen, you know, mind you, they practice on, they're practicing at the same time. So I don't know. And they're probably, you know, I don't know which one was on the close field. It looks like the offense was. So probably not as much stuff happening on the Dolphins defense to those who are there watching boots on the ground. But did Jackson Dart, you know, did he get through it clean or did he have to go to the tent at all?
Well, he can't get hit.
Ah, good point. He must love those protocols then. Must be happy about that. He must be thrilled about that. By the way, yesterday there was a trade in the NBA. The Cleveland Cavaliers did a sign-in trade with the Denver Nuggets. And so they signed Peyton Watson to a four-year, $88 million deal. Their young wing, who was at a bit of a standstill with the Denver Nuggets, who really are kind of stuck on their roster. And Max Strus, our old friend, he ended up going to the LA Clippers.
Oh, my now, goodness.
Why? What's wrong?
Just,
I feel like he's got the LA hair. I feel like he's built for the Clippers.
I mean, he's built the hair. The thing is, though, like, I was fortunate. I went to a team who wasn't good and followed up with playoff teams. Can you imagine going from a team who's had some success to then going to a dumpster fire?
Yeah, I mean, they're losing Kawhi. So it's going to be, what's that team now? That team is Darius Garland. It's Strus. It's they got Ingram, supposedly, when this trade goes down. Who else is on that team? I don't even know.
No,
they just had a top pick, yeah.
Still
the Clippers.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, you can say what you want about Cleveland. They're always in the hunt some kind of way. When he was with the Heat, usually in the hunt.
I would say this move probably makes them a little bit better. Oh, yeah, they're Bradley Beal back. I forgot about that. Who could forget? Brooke Lopez is a Clipper. Oof. Chris Dunn. Rui Hachimura.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that one.
Derrick Jones Jr.
Derrick Jones Jr. is on the Clippers. Yeah, they're pretty bland. Not a great team. But now they have Max Strus's hair. The reason I bring this up, though, is after this happened, the reports were that Denver is now, this is from Chris Haynes, turning their focus on getting DeMar DeRozan. Now, I don't know how much money they have to offer DeMar DeRozan. Barry Jackson had reported yesterday that DeRozan is looking for more than the minimum. They're a second apron team. I don't know if they have an exception to give DeMar DeRozan. I don't believe that they do.
Right.
So this may just come down to DeMar DeRozan gets to start there or come off the bench in Miami, because I think ideally the Heat are – I think they want DeMar DeRozan to kind of just be like, come here on the minimum, and we kind of just want you to be a closer. Like, I think that's what the Heat are wanting for DeMar DeRozan. But really? I don't think DeMar DeRozan wants that role.
He's way past that.
What do you mean he's past that?
You think that's – he's going to a team where he thinks he could just, like – be a closer? He wants to play. He still thinks he could play.
Yeah, I get that he thinks he could play, but, you know, guess what, dude? You're kind of in minimumville. Like, I don't think there's a ton of teams that are offering him a ton. Maybe the Wizards, you know.
Right.
The Wizards. You know, when you know, like, look, I was surprised that Bradley Beal got exception money. So I'm not saying it's out of the realm that he gets somebody to give him an exception, but yeah, he's not at the point where the dude, Leroy, when you get sent to the Kings, that's kind of the point where it's like, hey, you got to start evaluating what role you want anymore. You're on the Kings.
Like, you, here's the deal. You're looking at it through your perspective. Look at it through the perspective of a guy who's always been a number one.
Yeah, I get it. Okay. And he hasn't come off the bench since his rookie year, which I think is probably part of the reason why there's been not a lot of movement on the Heat's part, because I think the Heat are kind of treating DeMar DeRozan like option D, and right. DeMar DeRozan wants to be treated like at least option B after LeBron.
Correct.
Once that all went down.
Correct. So, but, like that, yeah, that's the part that you're missing. you want him to fill a role you have for him.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you think he thinks his role should be?
I don't know.
That's where the disconnect is.
I know there's a disconnect there, but again, you know, I don't know if you move, like, that's why I'm saying, like, I don't know if you're the Heat, you could just be like, oh yeah, man, come here, start. It's going to be all good. Cause what if it doesn't work? You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's why I think there's been such a slow roll on it.
Ooh, JG3 says DeMar is better than Tim Hardaway.
I would agree, but it's a difference. He's a role player. Like, one guy's coming here to shoot the lights out. I mean, that's what right. That's what Tim Hardaway
does. How's DeMar shooting the three, though?
Terrible. Like, what do you mean? Right. How has he shot the three?
What do the Heat need?
He shot the three terribly his entire life.
What do the Heat need?
Shooting.
Right. So that's why it's kind of one of those things, to be honest with you, it's kind of a very similar situation by choosing Proctor over Bane. Like, yeah, nobody's taken away from their abilities, but what did they deem that this team needed more? Right?
He better be good.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, that's how you have to go about it.
D-Rub says, never wanted him. I'm not saying I never wanted him. I'm just saying, like, you know, if I'm DeMar DeRozan, I'm getting pursued by a team that's like, hey, man, we want you to start next to Joker, and we want you to start next to Jamal Murray, or you're the Heat who's like, yeah, we kind of want you. Now, Bam was out here flirting yesterday. I mean, he, you know, I don't know if that makes any difference, but he was on Instagram doing some cruton.
Right.
Now, I don't know if Pat Riley is like, hey, man, what are you doing? Or maybe he sets back to Bam. He goes, because I think Bam put it like, hey, are those Heat shorts while he's working out? And DeMar DeRozan says, no, Heat are only offering me minimum shorts.
That's really funny.
That's wild.
So I mean, it's pretty on brand.
They offer the booty shorts. like the shorts they wear in the WNBA, the little tight tights, like back with Magic.
He's like, I want those exception shorts. Pat Riley's like, I don't have that, dude. Sorry.
All I got here is a pair of booty shorts.
He says, exception shorts for Klay Thompson. That's what those are for. Sorry.
Oh my goodness. That's hilarious.
Jay says, we don't need 3-point shooting. We have no one who can do what DeMar does. I don't disagree with you. I think the thing is, it's
you have a couple of guys who are going to fill that role. And again, it has more to do with you're trying to fill out a team around Bam and Giannis. Okay. So they're going to be the two guys shooting the same shots as DeMar. You need somebody who's going to be a defender and somebody who can shoot the three. That's why they added the other guys. So,
that's why I'm saying, like, the ideal thing for DeMar to be here is, like, what's the thing they want him for? And it's crunch time. Like, that's what you want. Like, crunch time minutes where Giannis can't be petrified to get fouled to go to the free throw line.
Right.
You know, that's the thing that you genuinely can look at them and be like, all right, do they have that guy who can break people down at the end? I mean, right now it's Pella Larson, Davion Mitchell, like, those are the guys you got right now. I mean, right. On with Giannis and then Wiggins, but that's why I'm saying, like, you had this very niche. It's not that DeMar DeRozan's not good. I don't want to disrespect the guy's resume. He's going to the Hall of Fame, but it's this very specific thing they would want him for. But outside of, like, a flow of a game, flow of the team, I don't know. I don't know if that's something that will work the entire way, but I could see the specific thing what Jay is talking about of what you would want him for.
Right.
I just don't know if that's a happy basketball situation, because we saw, like, last year with Norman Powell, like, you know, that role changes all of a sudden and then people get surly. You know what I mean?
Well, I think his role was expanded by Tyler being out.
Ugh.
And then it became a problem when Tyler came back.
That hasn't
because nobody could find their role.
Timbo says, where's Duncan at? I don't think he left Detroit, man. I think he's still there. They love him. They stole our sweet Duncan Robinson, and he loves it there. He's got Cade Cunningham now. We'll take a break here.
I still think that's hilarious.
We'll take a break here on the program. We come back, we'll play a little Goosies. No Goosies. That's next. Welcome back, everybody. It is time for our favorite Thursday game. A little goosies. No goosies. What do we have today, Jennifer?
You really provided for us right now. You froze into such a perfect way. It was so good.
Got to screenshot it.
I am. Definitely.
You know what's funny? Why don't we freeze at the same time? It's always one or the other.
It's not the same internet, buddy. Yeah.
You guys aren't in the same house.
I don't know what to tell you. Like, what? That's a little difficult.
Problem
solved.
I'm just
saying it's a coincidence. I'm just saying. Like, I know that.
For a second, I thought, now you froze. I was like, yes.
No, I've had no problems today.
He's just cranky.
But he's had problems. What I'm saying is like, yeah, it's crazy that I had them yesterday. Just out of the blue.
Well, for me, you're kind of lagging, so I don't know.
He's just cranky because OJ McDuffie proved him wrong.
Yeah. No, that's...
He got you boxed in. Isn't that crazy?
He didn't get me boxed in. Like, okay, I prefaced it by saying how many plays I thought they run. So, my information was off.
This is Goosies.
What do we have for Goosies, no Goosies today, Jennifer?
Well, guys, things have gotten weirder around here.
Hmm?
Well, at least in China for now. There's robots are they're sprinting.
Oh.
They're sprinting in the streets of China.
I don't like it. Oh my God.
So I thought you must have already had it. What does the caption say?
You could say what the caption is that made you giggle. That's fine.
It says scatterboot.
Bye.
Doesn't just say scataboo, but
nope.
I don't have it in front of me.
You're a child. So easy to tickle you.
Yeah.
It says, "Oh wow, these Camp Scataboo highlights are crazy."
I have no goosies over this because I don't like the fact that the robots are moving fast. I don't like it.
Goosies.
They're getting too advanced. It used to just be they walk out and then they were doing like a little
squats.
Dance. Yeah, like I don't like the fact that they're humming down the track like this.
Like, why do they gotta run?
Right. There's no need for that.
No, oh my God.
I mean, this is crazy.
I'm very disturbed.
You know, Will Smith made a movie about this.
Yes, he did.
iRobot?
iRobot. Yeah.
What was better, iRobot or I Am Legend?
iRobot was better. It had other people in it.
Fair.
Have you ever seen
Didn't it have Tom Brady's ex?
Was Giselle Bundchen in it?
No.
Or Bridget Moynihan?
No. Bridget Moynihan, I think.
Ex Machina is scarier.
Who?
Have you guys ever seen Ex Machina?
No, I don't think so.
Are you guys serious?
Sounds like something you order.
Is that
Starbucks.
The one where
it's basically about AI taking over?
It's like part human, part.
Those kind of things freak me out.
From
so
year, but this was like years ago. Like, talk about being ahead of your time. It's super creepy.
All right.
You got the Goosies,
from
Leroy?
2014.
No. Like, we already got all these AI centers Goosies. And these data centers being built, and now they're just going to put these robots in there.
Jennifer,
they
Goosies?
They don't complain about work environment.
Never that. I'm so sorry. I'll never be on board.
No Goosies.
Brittany?
Those things make me extremely uncomfortable, even when they're just dancing in Brickle. So, absolutely no Goosies.
Dancing in Brickle?
They'd no be dancing Goosies. In Brickle.
Yeah, what? I don't like delivery robots.
No.
Oh, but they're so cute.
They're not cute, and they give them names, and I'm like, and it's like, hey,
names?
I'm Paul.
Have you ever got something delivered by robot?
No. I would turn it down. No.
Yes,
I don't like robot cars.
I mean, it got to be better than, be honest with you, than having your nice hot meal on the floor of a moped.
I'd prefer that.
I would prefer that too.
Yeah, I'm sure Leroy's gonna love the customer service that's artificially
extra seasoning.
They're really the robots are really stupid, Leroy. Like, they're really dumb.
Like, imagine fighting with a robot.
They're adorable, but they're stupid.
Every time I'm going down to a Heat game, those things never look like they're in a hurry.
And they always, like, every little thing on the road, just like, it makes them so anxious.
Yeah, I don't like it.
They're like,
they get anxious.
Oh my gosh, they freak out. Like, if there's like a if there's like a divot in the sidewalk and they feel it, like, they'll just stop and they're like, And they'll be there for like 5 minutes.
No. Oh, your food was delayed by a pothole?
Yeah.
Essentially, well, yes.
Just imagine that.
What app uses the robots? Is that like Uber Eats?
Uber
like
Eats. Who's using? Uber Eats uses.
Is it like an option?
No, it's mainly know. Like in. It's not an option. I don't know that you can even take off the option. It's mainly in like places like
cities,
like the cities downtown. Like in Brickell, downtown, Miami Beach, like where there's restaurants that are not that far.
Oh, thank God! I don't want to hear that.
No, no, we're
you
fine.
You think like the restaurant? Like if you were working the restaurant, you're like, oh, look, Carl, the robot's here to deliver today.
Like, let's say you could only find them, like,
Carl?
They have names.
They have names. They do have names.
And they blink. They have little eyes.
No.
They're so cute.
So, you know, at some point, there's going to have to be a law. Because you know some people going to mess those robots up, right?
I think they've tried. Like, they can trap them in there. Like, you have to have, like, a QR code to unlock them and things like that.
Mm-hmm. We could just smash one.
Then I think that's
they've
a
been
felon,
hit.
Dude.
They've been ran over before. Crossing the street.
Stupid robot.
Let's say if you order whatever and you're in a building, you have to meet them downstairs. Mm-hmm. Like they cannot come out.
No, they can't get on the elevator, Jennifer.
Really?
They don't know how to
get
do
the
that.
Elevator and look over at somebody else and go, 13, please.
Yeah, great. A
like
half
that,
delivery.
I would be out of that elevator.
If they were that intelligent, I don't think they're that cute.
I mean,
you never know at this point.
Just
this
doing
is why
that,
I ask questions.
Some of them are, listen. I've had Uber Eats delivered to next door or to the apartment building behind our building.
But imagine if doesn't it make you more upset? Wouldn't it have made you more upset if it was a robot, though? That's my point.
No.
Yes.
It makes me more upset that it's a human being with delivering to a place that's not the address.
You're right. You're just not specific enough.
What else do we got for Goosies No Goosies, Jennifer?
We have a friendly today at 2 p.m. We got Serbia versus France. How do
goosies
we feel about
galore,
that?
Goosies galore, dude. Goosies.
Goosies
on top of Goosies. Wemby versus Jovic. It's the matchup everybody's talking about.
Everyone,
dude.
I don't stop hearing about it in the hallways. It's crazy.
It's crazy. I mean, this is basically bigger than the World Cup because it's not even for a trophy. It's
doesn't even
a
count.
Friendly for pride. Oh, it
a
counts.
Friendly is bigger than
it
the
counts.
World Cup.
It counts. It counts.
Oh, my goodness. No Goosies.
So lame.
No Goosies.
No Goosies.
Yeah. Gooseless corpse.
Wow.
Doesn't even like sports.
I love sports.
No.
I don't think so.
Sports. It's way, way better than anything else. I'm just going to enjoy golf. Jennifer, you got the Goosies?
Listen, if it makes my friend happy, I have Goosies.
Goosies.
That's what I'm talking about. Hell yes, dude. And Jovic, man.
Jovic, dude.
Jovic, dude. Brittany?
I have Goosies for you. I'm so happy that you're so happy.
Thank you.
That's why he stayed home today.
It's why he stayed home today.
Crazy. I wish that was why I stayed home today, but it's not.
So you mean to tell me at 2 o'clock you're not going to be in front of your television?
No, I got to freaking watch it on delay today. It sucks.
Wait, so let me get this
so
straight.
So not at 2 p.m.?
You made this big deal about all the things you're going to do, have to do to watch this game, and you're going to watch
well, that is
delay?
I don't think he was anticipating.
Yeah. I have to go help my mom with something at her house.
You know what I'm going to do?
Watch it.
I'm going to text you updates.
Okay. I mean, I don't have a problem with that, as long as they're good updates. Like, if you say that, like, Wemby cracked one right on Jovic's head, don't send me that update. But if Jovic stuck a three in his face, I'm all for
those
updates.
Wait a minute.
And if you put visuals, even better.
If there's a choice,
mm-hmm.
me sending you a text that said, ooh, Jovic just made a three,
mm-hmm.
or Wemby just dunked on Jovic, which one you think I'm sending you?
You're going to send me that Wemby just dunked on Jovic.
Don't be rude.
What's going to happen though when Jovic drops six threes today? Are you guys going to apologize?
Over under.
It's not that we're arguing that Jovic is going to perform well.
Yeah.
The argument here is that it's just a little ridiculous the way that you're behaving about this friendly.
That's also out of our way, you know?
It's a home and home.
So you, when is that? When is the one at France?
I think it's on the 23rd. I think it's Sunday.
Okay, so it's not going to end, guys. We still have to hear. I'm going to try
and convince my wife to miss church.
Not miss church. I would love to see her reaction to
Sunday,
that.
On a Sunday, Tobin.
After you're already doing Game Day Uncensored on Saturday.
Please, please, please ask her, but record it.
Yes, I beg you.
And send it to us. I would love to see her response.
We are here to watch Jovic hit threes on a giant Frenchman. Amen.
Amazing. It's so good.
What is wrong? What's number three, Jennifer, huh?
You know what? I want to keep making my friend happy. So, how do we feel about Jacob Rodriguez's mustache?
Wow. Look at that thing.
Look at that.
Does it get better every time you see it? I got to be honest with you. He looks like
covering his top lip.
He looks fantastic. That's Goosey's galore for me.
It's like, man.
His
Goosey's galore.
His mustache is impressive. No wonder he's such a good football player. You can't suck with a mustache like that. That's
you
just
better
the rules.
Not.
Everybody appreciates a good caterpillar under the nose. That thing right there.
That thing's the very hungry caterpillar.
Yep. He wants to. I'm getting rid of mine.
Already got rid of mine.
Tobin had one last night, apparently.
I did. Schmeathen says we got Mr. Pringles as a linebacker.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
I like it.
Is he a Latino? So you got to change it.
No, I don't think so.
Senor, you guys, his last name is Rodriguez.
Yeah, but just because of that doesn't mean anything. He's not Latino. Really? There's no way.
How many Rodriguezes you know that aren't Latino? Name one.
Exactly. What? Huh? What?
I just know how much it upsets you.
Spethan says, no, Leroy, he's Korean.
Wait, I wasn't the one who was shocked by it. Jennifer said it.
Guys, of course he's Latino. What kind of question is that?
Yeah, a Latino that grew up in Wichita Falls.
Okay, I grew up in South Carolina, Jennifer.
You were born here, though.
You don't know where he was born?
I just told you where he was born. Texas.
You said where he grew up. Okay, Texas. How many?
Wichita Falls.
Crazy thing that families
Texas.
Can move, Jennifer. Okay.
Yeah, it's not insane that people immigrate
places. Don't you have relatives in Texas?
Yes, she does.
Southern Texas. Okay.
Oh, it doesn't.
Okay, well, maybe they move north. What are you doing?
I love how you're gatekeeping where Latinos can be.
I know. Right. My goodness.
Not to mention her whole family is there.
Hey. Just a percentage in my family.
Don't strip him of his Latino culture.
Definitely no Latinos in Texas.
Definitely none, right?
No.
Isn't that where the wall is?
Like Jennifer's like, I'm gonna need to see some proof, Rodriguez.
Oh my god. He actually is. I mean, he doesn't look like that to me. To me, he doesn't look it. So I am shocked. I am so shocked.
The biggest I'm giving you a minus one. Can I please give you a minus one?
No.
You deserve a minus one.
Minus one.
Oh my god.
You tell me he's Mexican?
Of course, his last name is Rodriguez. What?
Are you high as a kite right now?
Perhaps.
Are you okay?
I am stunned.
I'm appalled.
That you are here right now.
I'm right here. He doesn't look Latino to me.
Like me and Tobin say, would have thought he was a tangible. Right? We do this all the time.
I don't understand.
Are the only person that has sat here and said, no way he's Latino.
His last name is literally Rodriguez.
You know what? There's other people who have Latino last names and they're not.
That's not true. I mean, one of their parents is Latino in some capacity.
Yeah, he's definitely more. I think he's got it more than Jaime Jaquez did.
Jaime Jaquez's dad.
What do you mean? He looks a lot more Mexican. What are you talking about?
Nah, dude. He's only got that because he's got the goatee going on.
No, Jaime looks like he is Hispanic.
No, you think of his name Jaime.
Jaime barely can say Ola.
Right, the fact that you call him Jaime
is not enough for
Latino.
You. Yeah, of course he's Latino.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no
Jacob Rodriguez. I don't know. And
my cousin's name is
like
Jacob.
That.
My cousin's name is Jacob Ortiz. My name is Brittany Rodriguez. What? Man. We just have white names. We just have white names.
You know what?
It's not our fault.
Is stunning.
Stunning.
I'm appalled.
Stunning.
Thank you.
That you would ever question.
I never thought I'd see
a fellow Rodriguez like that. A fellow Rodriguez. Wow. I can't believe you would question.
I am questioning him.
Wow.
First of all, Marcos is number one. Marcos Gonzalez. That man doesn't even know Spanish. He's not. He's barely Hispanic.
That doesn't make him not Latino.
But he is.
But he is.
Barely, it still is.
But he's not.
Interesting. All right, well.
You guys question him all the time. Now you want to go ahead and turn on me? Okay.
No, I'm not turning on you. You're the one that said
I take
no
such
chance.
Big offense to this because I grew up in a world where everyone thought I was white. So I justice for Jacob Rodriguez. Justice for him.
Even with your last name Rodriguez?
Well, because they wouldn't know my last name, so they would see me and then I would be like, "Oh, hi, different. My name's Brittany." And then they would be like, "Oh my god, you're Latina?" And I'd be like, "Yeah."
No, but again, if you say, "Hi, my name is Brittany," without your last name, if somebody were to assume that being in South Carolina, I could understand it. But once you say Rodriguez,
it's actually never in it's never intangibles. It's always white. It's always other Latinos who question my actual
there you go.
Heritage.
Other
exactly.
Jennifer.
So that's why it's other a great Jennifer. Offense. That's why I'm greatly yes. offended.
Wow.
Who knew?
Who knew?
Who knew?
Who knew?
Who knew? She had prejudice against her own people. Crime.
Crazy.
You're not even accepting him. He's probably going to be
I never
a starter.
Said I didn't
He's
accept like, him. I'm just saying he doesn't look like it to me. Okay?
What does a Latino look like?
Like me. Just kidding. I'm often confused by other things. So there's that.
Yeah, okay.
That is Goosies, no Goosies.
Oh, that's like, wow.
You're welcome.
We'll take a break. Final hour coming up. We're back after this.